Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Master Heart family, a place for us to just come with open hearts to be able to share the good news, all the miracles that are happening in our lives, and wonderful. This is a wonderful world. We can make it a loving world or not. I heard someone ask the other day, asked me, I wish there were peace in the world. And there actually is peace in the world. But where it comes from, this is all an inside job, is that I have to have peace within me, and then I'll see the world having peace. And so you're going to love our time together, that we're going to invite Archangel Jopiel in, and Jopiel is the Archangel, illuminates our mind and our emotions. So you're going to actually, by the time we're done here today, you're going to actually have feelings that you've never, better feelings than you've ever had. And that'll continue to grow that momentum for this week, for your life, where you'll feel even better and be walking with God, if you will. So it'll be a magical time together. And so welcome, and I see all of you in there. That's great. And so we start out with sharing the good news. And so what magic? We have Stephen with us. If you notice, yeah. Stephen, we saw him prior to his open heart surgery, and now he just had the surgery like 2 days ago, and here he is visiting us. So, Stephen, do you want to comment at all about the miracles happening to you?
Voice is a little scratchy still, but yeah, a miracle to be alive and healing up really well, faster than normal. They said they might even send me home tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm taking all the good vibes in from everybody, sending me good healing. But things went well. I had a double bypass at 55. I wouldn't suggest it to anybody. stay healthy. And gives me a new lease on life. I should get another 55 years out of this body. So
there you go.
110. So that's a miracle right there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, way to do it. I just love the way that you have managed this, the inside job about how we think and how we feel. And right when this happened, that you saw the blessing in it, that it would actually help you with your health. And so instead of being in a pity party and thinking, oh, poor me and whatever, that you had the bright outlook. We can have a bright outlook. So any of us that are, you know, thinking about, oh, I have this situation or whatever, it probably wasn't as severe, if you will, as Stephen's. And he saw the wanted in it. And we get to choose. We can either see the wanted or the unwanted. And he saw the wanted in it and had an operation a few days, just a couple days ago. And is already being told, hey, he can, yeah, 2 days ago. And already being told he can go home. And now he's expecting to live to 110. And so, Stephen, welcome to the club of the super agers.
Yeah, it feels great. I can't tell you what a new lease I have. You know, it just everything, there's possibilities every around me. I'm talking to everybody I see on about, you know, opportunities that they have for them. Yeah. And I'm just ready to get back to work.
Yeah, yeah, get back to play, as they say.
Yeah, back to playing, right. Yeah, ready. Yeah. And I'm glad to see y'all. You know, it's definitely enlightening experience to have to go through this.
Yeah.
So might as well make the best of it anyway.
There you go. We get to choose.
Yeah, I'm choosing to only see the bright light in all this, and yeah. I'm filling up quick, which is just what needs to happen.
Well, the Master Heart family and all of us send you our love, well-being to you, health, wealth, and success, and a quick recovery, which is already happening for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Solid.
So congratulations and love you, Stephen, and glad you're with us. And here he is in the Master Art family. And and we're, our committee just tells us, this is just made up in our head, like we're just sitting here or laying here or whatever. And our committee tells, oh, I'm too busy to do this or do that, that hey, we can do whatever we want to. And so don't let any of those unwanted thoughts in and just have
No,
wanted thoughts. Yeah.
and I'm so positive to the future. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is only going to get better from here on out. This
Yeah.
won't be a problem anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Fantastic. Well, just doubled your life. Way to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I
55
like
more
that.
years, I'll be really happy.
Yeah. And I think it probably maybe hurts a little when you laugh, at least when
It
you're
does. It
laughing there.
does.
Yeah.
It
And
does.
so,
It...
but I don't apologize for that. We're going to
No,
be doing a lot
no.
of laughing, and you'll
Laughter.
create endorphins that will actually create better health for you. Okay.
Absolutely. Send them. Send them.
All right. Well, thank you,
Thank you,
Steve.
guys.
And good health to you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so other thoughts, other good things going on. What's going on with everybody? What's the magic? Where's the magic? Where are the miracles going on?
Share a little bit.
Hey, Joey.
I've talked pretty openly in here about like my business and things like that, and how I wanted to expand, how getting into that place of asking and then allowing, which means quit blocking from up here, and how like business is just, I mean, I had somebody call me this morning, sign up to work with me again. So
Oh,
it's like my schedule is filled, and now I'm saying, okay, I work with 10 to 12 clients, but could I push it to 13? And so it's just so blessed, in the way it's unfolding. And the other thing, last week I was out of town. I talked to you, Dr. Hank. I one of the other businesses I do is I do this thing with this turf, and I'm setting up dealerships and stuff like that. And I was on the road doing it, and I just didn't really feel like it. And we had a call, we had a conversation about it, and got like I'm realizing more and more that it doesn't, I don't have to it doesn't like I'm noticing like I don't have to charge up as much what I desire. Like before, I would ask what it is, I'd get the clarity of the vision of it, and then I would charge it up with emotion and feel it and everything else. And now it's happening so much easier than that. And so I was doing that, and right after we talked, and I just did it that way. And once I understood, I don't have to charge it up like that anymore. My process is changing as I'm changing. As I started doing it, and all of a sudden, person after person after person is setting up dealerships with me. And before we talked, like I went a whole day and stopped at a bunch of, and it didn't and stuff. But then I started driving, and as I went to Chattanooga, up to Nashville, down to Knoxville, and then back home Friday night. And so I started thinking on my way home from Knoxville is, man, I'm ready for that great love of my life to just show up and start living that, and with marriage and everything and stuff like that. I'm no longer afraid of that, like I used to be and stuff like that. And I just could see it, and I could see the person and how they are and things like that and stuff, and Saturday evening, somebody reaches out to me from social media that I didn't know, and they just wanted to say hi and stuff like that. And we end up talking on the phone yesterday for like 4 hours or 4.5 hours, and it seemed like it was 15 minutes. I literally text her today and asked her to go on a date on Wednesday night, and instantly, like as soon as I said it, it came back with a yes. And it's just that connection happening there, and I just allowing it and enjoying it. And that's the other side of it, is once the thing shows up, I really do enjoy it. I enjoy whether it's a client, new client I get to be blessed with working with, or business, with the turf or whatever it is. But even with this, it's just I enjoy it. Now I enjoy the buildup. I enjoy, like, I mean, I'm freaking 58 years old, and I feel butterflies in my stomach over meeting this woman, and it's just, and it's cool that I get to be this way today. I don't have to act like John Wayne in my life, or act like all that past stuff and everything. I can just be me, and it be more than enough, So I
Wow.
just wanted to share that today. It's just so awesome, Dr. Hank.
That's just so beautiful. And we're so happy for you, Joey. And yeah, and what's happening there? So, why is it easier now? And I'm actually trying to page through and see if I can find this handout on it, but it has to do with our emotions and that there's this this emotional scale, if you will. And at the top of that is God and love and empowerment and joy and just these, you know, divine energies that this love that is there. And at the bottom of that scale is everything unwanted. So at the top is the wanted, the bottom unwanted, and unwanted, the main energies down there is disempowered. When we feel we don't have a choice, when we feel we're locked in. And that's a terrible feeling, you know, an empty feeling to have when we have that. And so for us to be able to realize that, so it's disempowerment, but also it's fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. And remember, one of our archangels, one of the energies that can help us release fear is Archangel Michael. And in fact, he states that this is the number one reason why we don't have our desires is because we have this fear. And so if there, and at the 50% line, it's the wanted up here, the unwanted down here. And each one of us, based on our thoughts, wanted or unwanted thoughts, good feeling thoughts or not bad feeling thoughts, that the average of all those thoughts every day, those 60,000 thoughts every day, puts us somewhere along that vibrational scale. And for most people, because 80% of their thoughts are unwanted, they're below that 50% line. So it's a struggle. And they've been asking and asking, they don't get what they want, they don't know why that is, you know, et cetera. And what Joey has described here is that because he has been focused on doing the Joy Shop, going through programs like Easy Money, Easy Life, really connecting with the divine, that he's raised his point of attraction, where now what happens, his whole momentum, instead of being facing what he doesn't want, he's changed his thinking and taken off the blinders, and now he's facing what he does want, and that momentum is taking him there, where because he is so high flying with this vibrational and good feeling thoughts and not paying any attention to unwanted thoughts or feelings or situations or people or whatever, that because of that, now all he has to do is ask, and he gets to receive. So he says, wow, I can just imagine having this, you know, wonderful woman come into my life.
Hey.
And what happens is the next day that, you know, there it is. And it actually is happening right at that time. It actually is happening when you feel it, it's already here. And when you can think it, that if you have the power to think it, God has the power to be able to create it. It doesn't matter if it's a thimble or a castle, doesn't matter. It's easy. Once you're at that point and have raised your vibration, and again, and there's all kinds of ways to raise your vibration, but the easiest one is to ask. I want to feel better now. And as you feel better, then you'll start being in there. And what you can't do, because I know some of you and people that are watching this afterwards, whatever, are thinking like, I want to be there. I want to be where Joey is, okay? I want to be like Joey, you know? Well, first of all, you're your unique self. And you can be in your own unique, wonderful place too. And the temptation, though, the committee will say, damn, where's my stuff? You know, like I asked for more money or whatever it is, where's my stuff? And right when you do that, you slow down your train and you drop. And now you start attracting things that you don't want. Things missing, lose your keys, lose your business, whatever. And so it's like, oh, I see. I'm not going to pay attention anymore to anything I don't want. And what will instantly happen is that you'll start attracting the things that you do want. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Yeah. That's great, Joey. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, Joey's, you know, whole life has just taken on. And, you know, he's even singing now. He doesn't like that
When
singing.
you were going through your pages, I was like, I hope he doesn't have a song for this.
Oh, Joey is a delight. We can see it and he's got such good sight. It's Joey, Joey.
That's good, Dr. Hank.
There's a song for every one of us, and it's all ready to be sang. Yeah, beautiful. So, other thoughts, feelings?
I have a question, Dr. Hank.
Yeah, sure.
And you might have just answered it. But you know how, like, a lot of people, they block being able to receive, like, let's say we're talking about money, you know, for some reason there's like this block there. And like, how do you help people just open up to be open to receiving, being able to receive what they want? And you might have answered it by just saying, just ask for it.
Well, that's true. And first of all, with Shell, like, you know, she's vibrating higher and higher, and she had a magical Thanksgiving, and just, you know, her life is just turning. She's seeing, she'll text me once in a while, like, beautiful while she's driving, you know, beautiful pictures of just the sunset, and this world is so beautiful, and, you know, just to appreciate this world. But yeah, people have blocks, and usually it's because, so remember step four. So it's the step one. We only have to do two things to have anything and everything that we want. The first step is our thoughts, and what are we thinking? And most of us think that we're thinking about what we want. I was just with someone, a new person I'm helping this morning. And he was telling me that he wants to help other people to feel better. And he wants to have people come to him that need his help and where he can, you know, help them. And I said, but this has nothing to do with your desires. You're an artist. You want to take art to a whole new level that, you know, you want to expand that. You don't want people that need help, that you want to inspire, uplift people. And he goes, oh my gosh. And so here he's been for, I don't know, most of his adult life asking for what he didn't want. Because if you ask for people that, remember, this world is everything you want and everything you don't want. So if you ask for people that you know need your help and want to tell their pity party on you and you know whatever, there's all those people there, but does it make you happy? Okay. And for him, he's been gifted with art, and we've each been gifted with the things. And how do we know what our gifts are? Where you feel best, where your heart sings. Go do that and all the money and everything will be there. And so one of the barriers, Shell, on people is that they're attached to, in your example, they're attached to the money. Don't be attached to anything in this world and you'll be set free. That when you're not attached to other people's opinion, the only thing that we should be attached to is God's opinion. And how do we know what that opinion is? It's based on how we feel. Because communication is with our emotions goes two ways. The first way is when we ask, and this has been proven by science, our thoughts create energy, our emotions, our feelings. And today we're going to illuminate all of our feelings to a new level that they've never been. But the communicate, and that communication then gets sent to our higher power, God, the universe, whatever words you want to use. And then is instantly, that's our prayer, and it's instantly received and answered from our emotion. But on the way back, the way God communicates, our higher power communicates with us is through our emotions. So whatever we're thinking about, and if we think back, it means that this is not the way that God is thinking about this. So if we feel good and you can't be attached, because see, if you're attached to money, there's not enough money for you. there will never be enough money, because you will, once you get your first billion, you want your second billion, you know, et cetera. And you'll just work, you know, do, you know, whatever. And that, and if you want somebody to change, this person this morning wanted other people to change and then they'd be happy. And no, happiness, I got to be happy inside before I can be happy with other people. And so it's this idea about, I'm not going to be attached anymore to the money, to the business, to how this person should behave or whatever. I'm going to be attached to God. I want to feel good. So you're right, asking, and what do I ask? I want to feel good. I want a long, happy, healthy, wealthy life. I want to be a super ager like Stephen is. Okay, I want my business to thrive like Joel is. That's why we all inspire each other by your stories, by your experiences, to realize that this life has everything that we want and we can call it forth. And so, but not to be attached other than to what's going on with our own thoughts and our feelings. And we're guided every moment of every day. And all of us have been guided and are guided. That's why you don't have to help your mother or help this, you know, whatever. That nobody needs your help now to be able to thrive with other people. Absolutely. But it all starts with you first inside. And as you thrive, all those people that you want to help will thrive then, because you're the light now. So does that help?
It does. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. Yeah.
Dr. Hank.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Hank.
Last month, I had my best month ever.
Woo! Congratulations.
And this month is going to be better than last month.
There you go.
It's already better.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I just wanted to let everyone know I appreciate it.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dr. K. Yeah. And with that thinking, then if you only think those two thoughts about, wow, you know, last month was great, this month is going to be even better, and it already is right now better, that then it's only possible because we run it all. It's like we're on this ship and the rudder is our thoughts. And where are we directing that rudder? To the wanted and more business, to help more people, more money, more income, more wealth, or not. And we get to call it. And when you do, then what will happen is, because you raise that vibration, now you'll be like a magnet attracting thoughts, people, circumstances, and events in order to give you everything that you desire.
Hey, Dr. Hank.
Yeah. Hey, Robin.
So I want to say congratulations to Joey. Congratulations to Dr. K. I'm so happy. So cool. So instead, when we're focusing on what we want, right, instead of saying, like, where's my stuff, we need to say, like,
how about I want my stuff?
What do we say? What you just said, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Focus like on those two things that Dr. K just said, right?
Yeah.
Focus on that.
Right, right.
Then we become a magnet.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, and again, most people think they're thinking about what they want. So there's a slippery edge between, so for example, if I say, I want my travels to be safe, is it really safe, or am I thinking about the unsafe times in my past or what I've heard about, you know, things when people travel? And so instead, my travels are easy, smooth, and enjoyable. You're not on any slippery edge. If they're easy, smooth, and enjoyable, it's a go. It's a done deal. And so most people are thinking that they're thinking about what they want. And really, people have fought me with this. They said, listen, I've asked for more money. And, you know, you should look at my bank account. And I'm like, well, hold on. That have you asked for more money? Or have you actually been feeling? What has the message been you've been sending to God? And when you say, I want more money, are you really saying, I don't have enough money? And like that person that's fighting with me on, oh, I've asked for more money, that they're actually talking about, thinking about, feeling, and sending the signal to the universe, to the divine, on, I don't have enough money. And then guess what? Your prayers are answered and you won't have enough money. And this really goes back to Shell's statement then on, hey, you know, like with money, that, you know, what's the problem? So under those circumstances, in fact, I don't even use the word money. So what do I use? So one of the magical statements to have more money is, I easily accept new prosperity thoughts. Okay, new prosperity thoughts. Okay, and nothing to do with, you know, directly on that money. It's not a slippery slope. And I am prepared to increase my income now. Don't even use the word money, and all the money you want will come to you. If you say that, if you write that 21 times every day, you soak that into your subconscious mind. I easily accept new prosperity thoughts, and I am prepared to increase my income now. So you will be. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hank. And I just, can I share something really quick? Sure. I didn't even share it with you, Dr. Hank, but yeah. So I've shared before that my husband, after I wrote this statement that you just shared,
yeah,
21 times every morning for a certain amount of time, I can't remember. Yeah. But then my husband said, you know, I think I should market my marinade, right, for steak.
Right.
And so I said, yes. So I'm really the cheerleader behind that. So I went to a green market last Saturday, and I was just going around all the booths, and there was this just a nice guy. So him and his daughter make candles, and they ship them all over the world, to Europe, all over.
Wow.
So I was talking to him, and I said, well, wow, my husband really wants to market his marinade for steak. And this guy's local, of course.
Yeah.
So he said, well, have your husband call me. I know what to do, how to help him. And I said, wow, that is so cool. And, you know, I attracted that. Right?
Exactly. So. You bet you did. You bet you did. You attracted the answers and solutions. So another way, so that's how it happens. See, it's not, we could never figure out the answers and solutions. Joey could have never figured out how to, one day, the day while he's calling me, he doesn't have any distributors, and the next day, because he's feeling good, that now he's got all these people that sign up. You know, how does that happen? How does all of a sudden you attract somebody that knows how to market marinade, your husband's Tony's marinade around the world? You know, you could have never figured that out. But when you ask, and then you allow the answer. So see, you could have brought him, said to your husband, that's the most silly thing in the world to do. Why would you want to do that? You know, you don't know anything about marketing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you could have disallowed that instead. And I love that you said, you were the cheerleader. Why don't we all be the cheerleader for ourselves, for our desires, for our dreams to come true? Like, what fun is that, to be the cheerleader? And it's this energy. And right when you said cheerleader, I knew you were going to tell us something amazing that happened that takes it international. And sure enough, it was. Why? Because you're the cheerleader. And so you were out there talking to people, and that all of a sudden, oh yeah, I'd love to do it. So you don't, if you would have tried to figure it out, you would have been on the internet and, you know, paying thousands of dollars to people that say they can do, you know, blah, 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 wasted all this time and energy and money, where the answer is literally right under our nose for all of us, for everything that we want. Yeah, congratulations, Robin, and to Tony's. We can't wait to have a little of that marinade. Maybe we can have that on February 17th when we're all together.
I was just thinking that.
That's great. That's fantastic. So another thing to look forward to with all that, you know, it's fabulous. Great. Thank you, Robin. And congratulations. Way to attract it. Yeah, Rob and I were talking this morning too about, you know, she just realized that, wow, I can just ask for it and get it, you know, kind of like Joey was doing. There's a whole new life out there for all of us that we've had blinders on from, you know, the time we were born and told this is how life is, and they meant well and everything, but the fact is, we can have it the way we want. It can be easy. It can be fun. It can be enjoyable. We can have it all. And it's all a matter of us just knowing that, believing in ourselves, believing in God, believing and knowing that everything that we want, we can have. We're the co-creators, but we have to start it with the asking. And what are you asking for? Are you asking for what you don't want? Because you'll get that. Or are you asking for what you want? And one of the things I'm, you know, kind of known for a quote is, you can't ask for what you don't want, like, gee, I don't want that person to be that way, and expect to get what you want. But you can ask for what you want and get it. Woo-hoo! Yeah, beautiful. And the other thing that will slow down your train, if you will, is that your past. Typically, your past is not your friend. So, well, in the past, I tried that. Doesn't matter. Your vibration is different, okay? And you can attract anything that you want. It doesn't matter how it was yesterday or last year or this person or even on a person, same person. Doesn't matter how that person was. If Uncle Harry was terrible at Thanksgiving, you can change Uncle Harry. Yes, but we've been told, oh, you can't change other people. Oh, yes, you can. You think differently about other people and ask for the angelic in those people, and they'll become angelic. And you'll see that it'll just start going away on those attributes you didn't like about other people because you're no longer focused on them. The reason why Uncle Harry gets worse and worse is because you keep on thinking about it more and more, about what you don't want. And you just give that up. So on relationships, people push your buttons. Who made the buttons? You did. Stop making those buttons. And then they don't have anything to push. And then they'll be harmonious and loving and kind, like you and I all want. Beautiful. Other thoughts, comments? Hey, Mia.
Hi, Dr. Hank. How are you?
Great.
Good. I want to say the picture of the reindeer made me smile this weekend. It was just
I was
adorable.
With live reindeer today, this weekend. I was literally with live reindeer and a reindeer with horns on it. Yeah.
But I wanted to say my, I'm just in this space of gratitude for everything. I mean, even just having air in my lungs right now. Mm-hmm. But I want to say, my friend, you know, I shared your content with her, and I myself have noticed such a shift and just her being just, even though I you know, she's in London and I can't see her. I mean, just the messages that I receive from her, her voice sounds more joyful. Her, what she's talking about, you know, it's more forward looking rather than, you know, what was in the past. And so I'm really grateful to see that in her right now. And she got back to singing, which I was so surprised, because for the longest time, she stopped singing, and she had all of these reasons, which was her committee sort of why she wasn't singing. And I would tell her she has such an amazing voice. She's she used to do singing, you know, background singing for, you know, like Adele and John Legend. And, you know, she was at that level, and she stopped because she was just in this thinking. And I see like the glimmer of her, like being interested again and getting back to that. So I'm so happy for her and really, you know, so grateful, you know, that I shared that with you and that, you know, you share so generously.
Yeah.
So I want to say,
it's beautiful, Mia. Yeah, to just appreciate everything. I love the comment about just appreciating that we have, you know, air in our lungs. You know, this world, I mean, think about this world that supports us where we're sitting right now. It gives us air to breathe. It gives us the food. This world gives us the food in order to survive and thrive. It gives us the beauty of Mother Nature and the sky. And I mean, we're in paradise. But our committees want to tell us we're living in hell.
Right.
And that we have the power to rise above this and to know the truth, and you shall be set free. This is the truth. When you stop listening to the committee and you decide to listen to God, what does that mean? In practicals, sir, where you feel good. I'm going to ask to feel good. And if I don't feel good, it means I'm not thinking about whatever I'm thinking about at the time. And so I'm going to stop that thinking. And I'm going to simply ask, give me good feeling thoughts. This is how easy it is, folks. All we got to do is ask. We don't have to even figure it out. The Father does the work. And Mia, and you're just so angelic. And I know you've been, you know, in the hospital and gone through all kinds of things. And, you know, and you come out of all that appreciating more than you ever did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you're becoming the light to the world. And they're seeing you. So, yeah, it might have been my content or whatever that she did. But they saw you and how you are. And they said, I want a piece of that. You know, I want that happiness. I want that glow. And then we have all kinds of resources from the Master Art family, whatever, in order to be able to do that. And that's one gift to give people for Christmas. So invite them to the Master Art family. Because everybody that I know that shows up, they say, oh my, or that, you know, watches it later. And go, oh my gosh, and this, and it's always different. You know, it'll be, oh, it's what Mia said, and how, oh, it's how what Steven said, it's what Joey said, you know, it's what Robin said, you know. And that usually it's not about what I said, which is great. Because I want to empower all of us to be able to realize that this is how life is. We get to call it this way. And so, you know, it's not that I'm special or that we're all special. And to realize that, it's like, oh, how sweet. Beautiful, Mia. Thank you.
Yeah.
So with that, let's go and remember with the archangels that, and I had someone the other day say, you know, until I was introduced to you, I didn't even know there were archangels. Okay. I didn't know there was this loving energy. Well, when you raise your vibration high enough, you attract things like the archangels. And so that's why each one of them, because you're here, that you've raised your vibration now. And that you're attracting, and you can channel also that, you know, but for purposes just to keep it easy, is all you need to do is ask the archangels in. And Archangel Jophiel is a golden light, an energy, an angel dust. And he illuminates. He can illuminate our minds, our emotions, and our feelings. So let's go there now. And so we don't need to fly up anywhere, go any down any stairs. We can be right where we are in our powerful selves with Mother Earth supporting us. But I do recommend that you close your eyes now. It's easier to go within because this is an inside job. And to breathe in your breath, it's spirit. And breathe in spirit. 5 seconds. And hold it and release. 5 seconds is blow out. Release. Relax. Breathe in. Breathing in the divine. Breathing in good feeling thoughts. And then just release that. And release any resistant thoughts. Release anything unwanted. And just begin to flow now. Breathe in. And breathe out. That's been three times. We're going to do it three more times. Within 1 minute, we connect to God and all that is. Breathe in. And hold it at the top. And in the silence, there God is. And breathe out. Just be at ease. Relax. Let go. Breathe in. And breathe out. Just relax. And breathe in. And release. Be comfortable. At ease. And now let us invite Archangel Jophiel in. Your beautiful golden light we ask to come in. And brighten our mind, feel to see within you the brightness with that golden light of Archangel Jophiel. As he now moves into your mind and he illuminates your mind, illuminates your thoughts. And now your imagination is expanding. Your creativity is expanding with all this golden light that just surrounds you now is filled in you as you get more answers now, attracting and receiving now, allowing the answers and solutions to everything that you desire. Breathe in. And just enjoy the beautiful light of Archangel Jophiel in your mind, circling throughout your body and all around you. You feel so light. You feel so tender. You feel the love of God within you and all around you now. Call forth and invite Archangel Jophiel and your energy now to come into our emotions, to come into our feelings and illuminate. Illuminate our feelings and our emotions to feel now better than we've ever felt. We ask that you have our hearts sing now, sing in joy. Raise our vibration as our emotions just go to the highest end to be with and walk with God and all that is. Feeling the freedom, feeling the lightness, the joy as our feelings are illuminated, our emotions are illuminated now and forevermore as we will feel better now. These beautiful divine feelings beyond what we have ever felt before. And we love how this raises our point of attraction now. To attract things that are similar in this high flying vibration, emotion, and feelings that we now have. We love being magnets to the divine and all that we desire. Just feel that golden energy flow throughout your emotions, You start to tingle, you start to feel better, your heart is dancing now. And now invite Archangel Jophiel in with your beautiful golden angel dust and have that dust fall upon our heads. Have it fall upon and go in every pore of our bodies now. Illuminate ourselves now, feeling better and better, healthier and healthier. Go into all of our organs now, in our digestive system, all of our systems and processes that we have, into our senses where we see better, we smell better, we taste better, we touch better. Oh, we hear better in our sixth sense now, where we just are so connected to the divine that we are the illumined golden light now. We just love how we feel, how we think, how we sense within our body, and this angel just flows throughout our nervous system, throughout our muscular system, our respiratory system. Oh, it just feels so good. We love having you with us so fully, Archangel Jophiel, illuminating our mind, expanding our imagination and our creativity for more answers, more solutions of our dreams coming true right now. We love that, Archangel Jophiel, that your golden light now touches and puts a spark. It's a magical spark into our emotions where we feel better than we've ever felt before. And now, Archangel Jophiel, we love how you're with us within our body, within every pore, every cell, every sense, every organ, every system and function of our body, being healthier and healthier. We're mentally healthier, we're emotionally healthier, we're physically healthier, and we are illumined. Ooh, it feels so good. The light, the love, it's within us, all around us, within every thought and feeling, within every cell. And we love just glowing, feeling and being so divine now. And our light touches each other, touches the world, our loved ones, people we help and serve. The light of the world, their golden light, thinking so well, feeling so well, physically being so, so well. Then we ask Archangel Jophiel that you remain with us now. Have your golden light and energy and angel dust be with us as we go and lead with heart into this beautiful life now that we create forevermore. And for this, we give thanks. We appreciate you being with us. And we appreciate the magnificent beings that we are now, and even better than we were. And we give thanks, and this is now done. And breathe in. And say to yourself, amen. It is done. Feel the tingling sensation flowing through you. All the love of God with you now. And I invite you back into the room. Sink into your chairs, into your resting place. Just enjoy. Know this is divine life that we lead. And on one, we'll open up our eyes and welcome this illumined life in. We go to three, and it's our mind is illumined. Our emotions are illumined, and our body is illumined. Then two, we are now two of us, the divine and us together as one. And you can open up your eyes and welcome this illumined life in. Hi. Hello, illumined ones. I feel good, do like I knew that I would. So good, so good. Yeah, and so you'll, Archangel Jophiel had, I don't know, a month ago or so, when I invited him in, I invite him in every day. And then he gave me the thought about, I always invited him into my mind to illuminate my thoughts, my imagination. And he said, hey, I can illuminate your emotions too. And since that day, I've been feeling better than I ever have. It's just been magical. And so know that that is coming your way now. It's here with you. And that you're going to start feeling better and better. And it's going to be like magic. And be aware of that. Because sometimes the magic's happening and our committee has us off thinking about something that didn't get done or, you know, isn't here yet or whatever. And just take a moment. In fact, right now, take a moment and think about how great things are going. Just the things that are going great. And if you just think about those things, everything will become greater. The heavens will part. And it'll just get better and better. Amen? Yeah, good, good. So, any thoughts, comments before we sing with Joey? Comments?
You know, somebody had asked, Robin asked earlier about how do you do that with getting into that place, and you said it in there, Dr. Hank, when you were talking, it's just leading with heart. That's the one thing that's really, really different right now is stay away from here. And I'm just living, and it's becoming easier living through here.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Just live with
allowing it in.
Yeah.
Allow it.
Yeah. That's all you need to do is allow. It's all here for us. It's just that we have the power to disallow it. And again, most people, we've been brought up to disallow. Watch out for this. Be careful for that. Set boundaries for that. You're just setting yourself up for all kinds of it. There are no boundaries. I'm going to let everything I want in. No need for any boundaries. Woo! So beautiful. And so with that, we've invited our hearts in. And everybody's saying, now it's time for our dreams to begin.
Now it's time for our dreams to begin.
We love our Master Heart family.
We love our Master Heart family.
As we now walk together merrily.
As we walk together merrily,
we are now leading with heart.
We are now leading with heart.
And this is how to live life smart.
This is how to live life smart.
Sound off our Master Heart family.
Sound off our Master Heart family.
And last one, sound off our Master Heart family.
Yes.
All right. Well, just allow those good feeling emotions to come in now. Your mind expanded. You're feeling better in every cell of your body. And know that everything you want is coming your way. And expect the best day and week and life ever. Love you all.
Thanks so much.
Take care, everybody.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you, Dr. Hank.
Hey, see you. Love you.
Love you too.